You guys had a very excellent season, and you guys had a good chance at taking the state title going into the tournament. The athletes were pretty pumped up, I bet, going down there for that first match against Birchwood.
Yep, they were. It was a good game. We knew we had to get past Birchwood to get to the next round, and the kids played very well. We had Dalton Pinard actually scored a hat trick in that game. He got our only three goals, so that he really stepped up to the plate and played a great game. So,
the second match of the tournament, the Rams beat Delta in overtime 2-0.
And so we won 2-0. Cody Morgan, our goalie, got a shutout and was just standing on his head to make the most incredible saves we've ever seen. And he was really, in my opinion, the star of that game.
This victory moved them on to state finals.
Yeah, so we went up against Wasilla Lakes, another technically strong team. We played a really great game against them. They have a lot of skilled soccer players, and they played a great game as well, and it just kind of went back and forth. We scored first, and that was an amazing goal. Kinsey Richter scored for us, and she was in the right place at the right time, and we couldn't really see from where the coaches were and where our team was on the bench because there were so many bodies around the front of the net, but the ball went in the goal real quick and then popped back out, and there was confusion whether or not there was a goal or not, but then the ref was right there. He saw it. It did cross the line, and Kinsey was the one that scored the goal. And
Mackenzie has scored two of the four goals scored by female athletes in the history of the Rams co-ed soccer. Tell us, Steve, a little bit more about the vibes on and off the field.
Obviously, more people there than any of the other games of the year, but there was all kinds of former soccer players, former students that showed up to the game. Like, all the parents were there, and it was a really, really positive vibe, and just really proud of our team for the way they played their season. And you know, it was really, really exciting. We almost won state.
Tell us, Steve, about the excitement on the field in those last minutes of the final match of state championships.
So the game was tied up, and we were in the second half there, and they have this quick little guy that just made a fantastic move around one of our defenders and was able to get inside and made a real quick little shot real low on Cody, and it went in. But we had a flurry with about 30 seconds left in the game where we were really hammering them in our offensive zone, and they couldn't really get the ball out. And we had, I don't know, three or four chances to put the ball in the net, and it's just one of those things. There's just bodies flying everywhere and everyone very intense, and it could have gone either way. It would have been... you know, I was really expecting one of our kids to get a foot on it and pop one in there, but it just didn't happen. And you know, Wasilla Lakes played us super tough, and they deserve credit.
Well, I'm sure the handshakes that you know are shared at the end of a state championships like that, they have a lot of respect for one another as the two teams pass and shake each other's hands.
Yep, absolutely. Their kids were awesome, and we're happy for them. We're looking forward to seeing what we can do against them next year.
Well, congratulations, Steve, and thanks so much for your time today to speak with us here at KTNA.
Sure, my pleasure.
For KTNA, I'm Katie Ryder.